viewers. Welcome to Vegetarianism, a Noble Way of Living. I am Nikki and this is Bobby. We're going to prepare today two dishes. One is soya vegetarian mince with aubergine curry, and Bobby is going to prepare a vegetable rice. The ingredients for the soya curry: this is the soya mince, this is aubergine, which will be cubed just before cooking. These are cloves, cinnamon stick, cardamom, salt, ground ginger, and green chili, which is ground. A bit of red chili, salt, garam masala, coriander and cumin powder, and turmeric. And of course the oil, which we start cooking with. And for the fragrant vegetable rice, I've got some rice here, mixed vegetables chopped finely. I have three spices, that's cloves, cinnamon and cardamom, a bit of salt, some turmeric and a bit of oil. Now I'm going to start the curry by placing some oil into the pan, about 2 tablespoons, which is in the recipe. And to this oil add the dry ingredients, which is stick cinnamon, some cloves and a few cardamom pods. As these are frying, I will cube the aubergine that goes in with the mince. Just about 1/2 inch pieces of aubergine. This is ready now, so I'm going to add the tomatoes. These are 2 pureed tomatoes that you add to the oil. And as this is simmering, we add the rest of the spices which were introduced to you. We add some ground ginger. The ground green chili. And all the dry ingredients, which is red chili powder, turmeric, cumin and coriander powder, salt. Let this simmer, it becomes a lovely color with all the spices and the turmeric. A few minutes later we add the cubed aubergine. Mix it in well and let it simmer for a while. Turn the heat down so the sauce doesn't get burnt. It gives a lovely smell at this stage. And the color should be a nice, ready. In that, we can add a few coriander leaves, which are already cut up. Just enhances the flavor. As soon as the aubergine is slightly soft, we'll add the mince to it. I think that's ready now. Mix it well. We simmer this for about 10 to 15 minutes before we add water to make the gravy. It's ready now for the water, and this is what it looks like. It's become a dry curry mixture. Now we add the water to create the gravy. We need about a mugful of hot water. The water has to be hot to create a nice sauce to go with your rice. So now we've done that and we just allow it to simmer for a while, about 15 minutes. By then it should be ready.
Okay, whilst that's cooking, we're just going to water the plants.
See you in a moment. Fragrant vegetable rice. In my saucepan, I'm going to put approximately 2 tablespoons of oil. I'm also going to put about 3 to 4 cloves, a stick or half a stick since these are so big, 1 stick of cinnamon, 3 pods of cardamom. I'm going to let these sizzle slightly until they're lightly browned, and then I'm going to add in my vegetables, mixed vegetables. They've already been chopped and washed. You'll see them, the spices roasting slightly. The cardamoms just need to be lightly brown. And now I add my mixed vegetables. And reduce the heat. I'll just let these toss for a little while. And in here I've got some rice which I have already washed and pre-soaked. I've soaked them for approximately half an hour, and that should be sufficient. Remember that the rice absorbs liquid during this time, so your ultimate quantity of water that you'll be using can be less. I have 1.5 cups of rice which has been soaked here, which I'm adding to the vegetables. Since the vegetables are finely chopped, they won't need that much of a cooking time. Now I'm going to fry the ingredients lightly. I'll add a little bit of turmeric, just about 1/4 teaspoonful, because you just want a very light shade of yellow to color it and give a light color, a light taste. And of course some salt, approximately 1.5 teaspoonfuls of salt. Mix them in thoroughly so the color, the turmeric, is evenly distributed. And one thing about turmeric is the flavor is enhanced as it cooks. So you initially don't need very much. This is a nice dish to prepare because nutritionally you can have the vegetables which provide all your vitamins, and then you have your rice which gives you your energy. Now this is ready, and I add boiled water to this. And you only need to add about approximately 1 inch above the level of the rice mixture. That's because you've already soaked the rice before, so you don't need so much liquid. And obviously, as it cooks, you'll be able to tell if you need a little bit extra water later. You can always add it. I'll give this a good stir and then let it simmer for approximately 20 minutes. Replace the lid, and once it reaches a boil, you turn the heat down. Okay, now we're going to check if the curry is ready. I'm sure it is. The way we check it is by just feeling the aubergine. If you press it and it's soft and it dissolves into the curry, it's ready. We'll now dish it out to serve. Serving this, it smells delicious. To finish it, complete the dish, we just sprinkle of coriander. Voila, that's the completed dish. Soya vegetarian mince with aubergine.
Mmm, smells delicious. Now I'm going to check on my rice. To check if the rice is cooked, you take one grain of rice and press it between your two fingers. And if it's soft, then it's ready. If it's grainy or if it feels hard, then it's not cooked. But this is clearly cooked. So I'm going to serve the vegetable rice now.
That looks lovely and fluffy.
It is. This is basmati rice which I'm using today. And basmati, you have several varieties of basmati rice, but they all smell lovely and fragrant. And together with the spices and the vegetables, it makes an appetizing dish. Here you are, the fragrant vegetable rice to go with Nikki's curry.
You can serve the curry not just with rice, but you can use chapati, which is Indian bread, or any ordinary breads, or paratha, anything you like. So it's very versatile.
Well, let's try a bit of it.
Yes, why not?
I'll put some rice. Serve some rice here. And some of this delicious curry. Looks lovely with the aubergines.
Mmm, smells delicious. I'm sure it tastes nice. Mmm, lovely. Very nice. Would you like to try some?
Yes, I'll have some. Mmm.
It's very delicious, very satisfying, and lovely.
Lovely variety of flavors in that dish.
Mmm. And it's also colorful, very colorful. Thank you, gracious viewers, for watching our program. I hope you enjoyed it.
See you soon.
Bye.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.